1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. There's been an increase in anti-Semitic incidents in the wake of the attack on Israel on October 7th, and the White House is condemning a pro-Palestinian protest outside of a restaurant in Philadelphia owned by a Jewish chef. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro also condemning the protest.
The purposeful gathering of a mob outside of a restaurant simply because it is owned by a Jewish person? Well, that's anti-Semitism.
Today, the House Committee on Education and the Workforce will speak with the presidents of three elite colleges, including the University of Pennsylvania, about anti-Semitic incidents on campus. Israel's defense minister tells ABC News he expects the war to continue in its current intensity for at least another 2 months. And there was a massive home explosion in Arlington, Virginia, as police tried to serve a search warrant. Authorities believe there was only one person inside the home. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Senate's new top Democrat says her goal is to make sure every member of her party has a voice in the legislature. Democrats elected Senator Dianne Hesselbein as their new minority leader Friday. She replaces Melissa Agard, who's running for Dane County Executive. Hesselbein is from Middleton. Service workers at Lambeau Field overwhelmingly voted to form a union. Over 80% of those who voted Sunday voted in favor of unionization. They're looking to join the Milwaukee Area Service and Hospitality Workers Union, which also includes workers at the Fiserv Forum in the Deer District in Milwaukee. Officials with both the Packers and Delaware North, the company that employs vendors at Lambeau Field, say they will negotiate with workers in good faith and hope to quickly ratify their first contract. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
The Packers take an extra day off. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers have an extra day off this week because they don't play until Monday night against the struggling New York Giants. That's good for several players still recovering from injuries suffered in their big win against the Chiefs on Sunday night. The Wisconsin women's volleyball team advances in the NCAA tournament tomorrow night. They'll be at Penn State against the home team in the regionals. Game time, 6 p.m. NBA, the Bucks host the Knicks tonight at Fiserv Forum for the in-season tournament. The winner advances to Las Vegas. What will happen there?
Well, whatever happens in Vegas, you know what I'm saying?
But you'll bring the trophy home if you win it.
I don't know. I might stay in Vegas. Well, do we get some cash if we win?
Yeah.
Play some blackjack?
Sure. You could
stay.
You might have another game.
You know, I'm going to go play some roulette, put it on black.
Ooh, okay.
Double my money. You know what I'm saying?
I got you.
Red 34.
That's the Bucks, Giannis Antetokounmpo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast today with a high of 36. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 20 tonight. High of 41 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 28.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Box Mike. Friday nights at 7 on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station.
The Zone. You bet she thinks your tractor's sexy. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Well, and judging by the weather we've got coming up this week, tractors will keep rolling across the state of Wisconsin. Good Tuesday morning, everyone. I'm Farm Director Pam Youngke. Now, the weather is going to provide us with some surprises coming up later this week. Today, cloudy, overcast skies are on the way. 38 are expected high. We're already picking up a few snow showers in the Madison area this morning. That's likely to continue through at least the morning hours. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and 40 degrees. Thursday, we bounce up to 50 degrees with sunny skies. Friday, 54. And then it stops. Saturday, we'll drop down to 39 degrees with a mixture of snow and rain on the way for most of the state. Stu Muck is along with us in about 15 minutes with more weather details. Stephanie Hoff brings us an update from the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation's business meeting yesterday in Wisconsin Dells. And we'll catch up with John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend.
Protovate Nutritional Seed Enhancer is an 80-20 talc graphite replacement that provides the critical nutrients corn and soybeans need for early and uniform emergence. Learn more at getgreatergrowth.com.
Well, the snow is on the ground, but for a lot of Wisconsin, we're still witnessing some pretty big fluctuations as far as temperatures are concerned. And then, of course, there's the wind, all providing unique challenges to Wisconsin's dairy industry when it comes to livestock care. I'm PM Youngke from the southern end of the world's longest barn here in Madison, visiting with Courtney Hallbach. She's an outreach specialist with the Dairyland Initiative. Housed within the School of Veterinary Medicine on the UW-Madison campus, it's really designed to provide all kinds of great information for today's dairy farmers and help them manage through the elements. I talked with Courtney and asked her to explain how the Dairyland Initiative got started.
The Dairyland Initiative is an outreach program that's available mostly online for dairy farmers as well as veterinarians and other industry consultants who are looking for practical recommendations to improve their livestock's livelihood through improved cow comfort and facility design, as well as lameness prevention tools. My colleague, Dr. Terry Olivet, she's relatively new with the School of Veterinary Medicine, and she is spearheading the work in using ultrasound to scan lungs in young calves to help pick up respiratory disease earlier rather than later. And so that's kind of where our new approach has been. But, you know, we've always been that go-to source for housing recommendations and lameness prevention tools. We're still there. We're still expanding. A lot of our work in the last couple of years has been joining forces with the Dairy and Animal Sciences Department and Dr. Jennifer Van Oss, trying to look at how do we improve air speeds in the cow resting space so that cows lie down longer during periods of heat stress. And that's been our main focus the last couple of years. We've done a little bit with trying to figure out the best ways to lay out automated milking facilities to not only improve cow flow at the robots, but also improve labor efficiency.
You know, with that being an online base, are you seeing a bigger intake, uptake of that materials? I mean, there's getting to be fewer and fewer, let's just say, large animal specialists in the United States, and even fewer that are primarily focused on dairy specifically. Are you seeing an uptick in how those resources are being used online?
Yeah, it's been an incredible amount of people coming into our website. We get over 2,000 people coming to our website, looking mostly at things like heat abatement resources, free stall dimensions, stall surface, how do you design a positive pressure tube system for a calf facility. We've also offered virtual workshops biannually that gets over 100 people signing up. And then And we are across our social media pages, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, and tons of views there, just trying to get the latest information out, mostly a lot of news articles, things that we see when we're out troubleshooting, herd consultations that we like to get out and into the hands of dairy farmers.
I was saying to Courtney when she came into the studio, I'm a dairy kid. My goal always is that I'm giving something new to the audience as far as information, talking about what we do at this time of the year to take care of our dairy animals. If you grew up in dairy, you know this drumbeat. Things are going to change on a 24-hour basis. What are you seeing new out there, Courtney? Tell me maybe a little bit more about the work being done on scanning those lungs to get us ahead of the curve, because these animals are so very valuable these days.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. So, you know, oftentimes we've done a great job. You know, caretakers are going in, they're watching calves, they're looking at their feed intakes, they're looking for droopy ears, stuffy noses and things. But sometimes we often get to the calves too late. And so we're training veterinarians to be able to use ultrasound to scan lungs so that we can diagnose respiratory disease before we start to see those clinical signs, making it, much better use for antibiotic usage, trying to minimize that as much as possible, and also making it easier for caregivers. You know, you see caregiver fatigue as you start to see really sick calves and calves that are dying. And so if we can prevent calves from getting to that point, that's wearing on the caregivers themselves. We're not only investing in our calf's future and making sure that they have productive lifespans, but also making sure that our caregivers are working in optimal environments with healthy calves.
Well, and that's kind of what you were getting at when you mentioned what other work is going on. It's not just about caring for that individual animal. It's the whole environment around them. I mentioned to Courtney, tell me about the technology. Are we using new technology outside of, you know, the ultrasounds on the lungs? What's new out there that seems to keep dairy farmers really engaged in the process?
There's a lot of ways that we can design barns to ventilate in various ways. You know, the focus has been on adult cow facilities, looking at, you know, how to optimize mechanical ventilation. There's cross, tunnel, hybrids, positive pressure. And as a result, you know, our fan companies are coming out with a lot of great fans that are able to be used in all of these different applications. And with that, there's new sensors as well to help automate the entire ventilation system so that you don't have to be in charge. You can allow the thermostats and sensors to work so that you can take a back seat and feel comfortable that your ventilation in the barn is working to its optimal standards.
Again, Courtney Hallbach in studio with us. She's at the UW School of Veterinary Medicine, one of the primary leads for the Dairyland Initiative, creating this base of information for dairy producers, primarily, obviously, the goal in Wisconsin, but being shared across state lines and probably outside the United States. What do you see as one of the critical areas where we still fall short, Courtney, when it comes to our calf care at these critical times of the season? Now, Courtney and I were saying, you know, it pivots. From earlier this year, we were all about heat mitigation. Now we're about how tight do I button them in to protect them from the cold and the wet? Where do we still seem to miss a beat when it comes to caring for this pivot weather?
Yeah, so this is when I start getting a lot of calls and emails asking, you know, how do I care for my calves as we're transitioning between seasons? Because, you know, I looked at the weather here in Madison, it's going to be 75 degrees and then it's going to drop down to 40. So how do you deal with those swings in temperature? And it really comes down to focusing on your calf care management. So keeping up those feeding rates, making sure that that calf has a dry, comfortable place to lie down and keep herself warm, but then make sure she's not having a draft on her. So that really turns to curtain management. All of our barns right now, for the most part, with calf barns, are all naturally ventilated. So we want to make sure that air, wind, especially, is still getting into the barn. We need to ventilate and at a minimum of 4 air changes an hour. But how that air is getting in is really important. So focusing on, you know, is that curtain facing towards the prevailing winds? Are you opening it down at calf level or up towards the eave opening or the roof opening, and trying to figure out, okay, is she going to feel a draft or not? oftentimes those curtains in those barns aren't controlled automatically. So it comes down to the caregiver. And at night is when we're having our biggest issues. I mean, those calves, they're just like you. And you were just saying how, yeah, we're throwing on jackets now. These calves can't do that. So thinking, okay, how do I balance the need for ventilation and keeping those calves free of drafts. So I like to always make sure that at night those curtains are up. If we're going to be getting down into those lower temperatures, you think back, newborn calves, they start to feel cold stress under 50 degrees. Yeah. So, and as calves get older, their cold stress temperature threshold goes down. So it's really those newborn calves that we're caring about. I like to see calf pens off of a side wall by about 3 feet. That just ensures that as colder air is coming into the barn and hits the warmer air inside of the barn, it doesn't fall down into the calf pen and create drafts. You know, start looking at putting on calf jackets. You know, the concern, though, is that calves are going to be sweating because we don't want them wet. So maybe not quite yet with the 75-degree weather here, but as we start dropping down into these colder temperatures and hit the winter, think about getting those calf jackets on as well.
Well, you know, that's part of technology too, the different fabrics we're looking at now for the calf jackets. So that's another element to keep in mind. If they want to find out more, Courtney, and kind of reference all of your work, the basis of the foundation of the Dairy Initiative, how do you suggest they find it?
Yeah, you can either go to the School of Veterinary Medicine's website where you'll find our Food Animal Production Medicine Group, and that has a direct link to the Dairyland Initiative. Otherwise, just type in Google, the Dairyland Initiative, and it will be one of those first responses. And feel free to access the website anytime or find my information as well on the website and send me a direct email.
Yeah, because I said to Courtney, the worst case scenario is we see something different that we haven't seen before. Then you need somebody like Courtney Halbach having eyes on the situation immediately. So use that Dairyland Initiative website and her contact information as well. Courtney Halbach in studio with us again, like I said, at the UW School of Veterinary Medicine. She is part of the Dairyland Initiative, specifically serving Wisconsin's dairy industry as well as those cohorts outside the state. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
From the Mississippi to the Apple and points eastward, you're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. From the heart of the St. Croix Valley, we're in touch with you. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Jewelers, they have the best prices, something for every budget. They have incredible quality jewelry, one-of-a-kind pieces, diamonds, engagement rings, traditional and modern styles, and you can customize your own. Something for a Badger Packer fan? Goodman's Jewelers has it. A true icon in Madison, the city's oldest full-service jewelry store, is your family. Goodman's Jewelers.
If you combine pajamas and rubber boots to check on the barn, we welcome you. This is the Midwest Farm Report.
Yeah, and you know what? You're probably going to need those boots if you're heading out to the barn this morning. A little bit of snowfall that I encountered on my way into the office this morning. I think it's still hanging around. Stumach Ag meteorologist joining us this morning. Snowflakies up there in the thriving metropolis of Edener. What are you seeing?
A couple little crystals on the deck. I don't know for sure that it was new snow. You know, it might have been that thawed late yesterday, too, but it was a little crunchy.
Yeah, I noticed when I came in way early this morning that I needed the windshield wipers. I mean, nothing major as far as driving is concerned, but then again, you probably want to be paying a little bit of attention on those curves, on the bridges, that kind of stuff, on the outlying areas. But is this going to continue through this morning? What's the pattern going on here?
Well, the snow, I think, is coming to an end, Pam. I mean, you look at weather radar this morning, and you see most of it now is spreading more from the Madison area to the east and south, down into northeast Illinois. So Madison to Milwaukee, south Racine, Kenosha, that area, Janesville, going to have a little of that light snow. According to the airport in Madison, 0.04 of an inch of precipitation just doesn't amount to be much in terms of any snow cover. The Alberta Clipper low has moved in. And it's right now off the southwest corner of Wisconsin. It will cross northern Illinois on its way to Indiana today. The one thing I know it's going to mean is clouds. But there may be that little scattered precipitation almost anywhere yet this morning. You know, a snow shower or a little burst of flurries. That's certainly still a possibility for almost anybody in Wisconsin. But that should all come to an end. The clouds hold on today. We start to clear slightly overnight. A better chance to have a little sun by Wednesday and Thursday. And as things begin to brighten up as we head toward Thursday and Friday, that's when we expect the big change, and that's going to be more mild air really starting to build in. Right behind the clipper we're dealing with today, well, of course, we're going to talk more about a north or a northwest breeze that sticks around overnight and into Wednesday. But already through the day Wednesday, our winds turn back to the south, and those south winds are going to be able to tap into a lot more mild air mass, and that will begin to bring those temperatures up back to around or above normal by Wednesday, certainly above normal by Thursday and Friday. Friday just doesn't surprise me at all that we almost all see a 50 or low 50s, so way above normal temperatures. Wouldn't you know it? A little low sneaks in behind that bit of a warm-up, and some rain becoming a possibility. Maybe rain and snow a little later in the day, but that develops as we look towards Saturday. Could stick around, even start later Friday night, but stick on into Saturday night as well. I'll have those forecast details right after this.
Looking for row crop equipment? Steffes Group is conducting the Tice Brothers Farm Retirement Auction in Verona. Their clean, well-maintained equipment includes tractors, combines, headers, planters, and much more. This timed online auction closes Tuesday, December 5th at 1 p.m. Go to steffesgroup.com right now for photos and a complete list of equipment to be sold. Don't miss the Tice Brothers Farm Retirement Auction closing Tuesday, December 5th at 1 p.m. That's steffesgroup.com.
This year, Dairyland Seed is introducing our best corn of all time. Again. That sound you just heard? That's the sound of a full lineup of top-performing hybrids bringing the yield like never before. It's the sound of even stronger traits bred specifically to boost corn bushels per acre in your soil. And it's the sound of workhorse corn seed proven to outperform yet again in independent head-to-head trials. See the latest corn performance data at showmethecornyield.com. That's showmethecornyield.com.
Alrighty, Stu, show me the forecast. Today sounds like it's going to be another one of those sleepy days with all the clouds, huh?
Yeah, staying on the cloudy side, you're right. Temps, you know, somewhat above normal. Our normal's about 36. I'd say upper 30s today. But there'll be clouds and those snow showers, that little burst of flurries may linger for a few more hours. I look for that east wind, about 5 to 10, to become northwest in the afternoon, maybe gusting at 15. Really not a bad day, but kind of wintry. Mostly cloudy overnight, and we hold in the mid-20s with the northwest winds about 5 to 10. Partly sunny then. We began to brighten it up Wednesday, and the temperatures respond in the upper 30s with the west winds that become south later in the day, 5 to 15. And Thursday, sunny skies, upper 40s. I'd say La Crosse probably at 50 already Thursday, and southwest winds at 5 to 10. Most of us around and in the low 50s on Friday with sun, Pam. But then that little rain chance to start the weekend may sneak on in.
50. Yibas.
Yeah.
That'll be just an, yeah, just a taste.
That's
enough
the middle of December, yeah, too. I know.
That's what I'm looking at. I'm supposed to be up in Wisconsin Dells for a conference. Maybe one of the first times that conference has been held without worrying about sliding and gliding back home.
Well, you're going to be there till Friday night?
No.
Oh, see, then that works out fine.
All right, man, we'll catch up with you tomorrow. Thanks, Stu.
All right, see ya.
Stu Mocker, ag meteorologist with weather details that you're looking for. And don't forget, rainfall, snowfall, whatever it is, I love to hear what you've got. 877-301-FARM, 877-301-3276. I appreciate my friends up in Beaver Dam. I appreciate Dan down in Illinois. All you regular repeaters and reporters, I appreciate that information. I don't always get a chance to text you back and say thanks, but know that I'm paying attention and watching those numbers. Again, 877-301-FARM if you want to get in touch with the farm team about anything.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. There's been an increase in anti-Semitic incidents in the wake of the attack on Israel on October 7th, and the White House is condemning a pro-Palestinian protest outside of a restaurant in Philadelphia owned by a Jewish chef. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro also condemning the protest.
The purposeful gathering of a mob outside of a restaurant simply because it is owned by a Jewish person? Well, that's anti-Semitism.
Today, the House Committee on Education and the Workforce will speak with the presidents of three elite colleges, including the University of Pennsylvania, about anti-Semitic incidents on campus. Israel's defense minister tells ABC News he expects the war to continue in its current intensity for at least another 2 months. And there was a massive home explosion in Arlington, Virginia, as police tried to serve a search warrant. Authorities believe there was only one person inside the home. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Senate's new top Democrat says her goal is to make sure every member of her party has a voice in the legislature. Democrats elected Senator Dianne Hesselbein as their new minority leader Friday. She replaces Melissa Agard, who's running for Dane County Executive. Hesselbein is from Middleton. Service workers at Lambeau Field overwhelmingly voted to form a union. Over 80% of those who voted Sunday voted in favor of unionization. They're looking to join the Milwaukee Area Service and Hospitality Workers Union, which also includes workers at the Fiserv Forum in the Deer District in Milwaukee. Officials with both the Packers and Delaware North, the company that employs vendors at Lambeau Field, say they will negotiate with workers in good faith and hope to quickly ratify their first contract. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Packers take an extra day off. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers have an extra day off this week because they don't play until Monday night against the struggling New York Giants. That's good for several players still recovering from injuries suffered in their big win against the Chiefs on Sunday night. The Wisconsin women's volleyball team advances in the NCAA tournament tomorrow night. They'll be at Penn State against the home team in the regionals. Game time, 6 p.m. NBA, the Bucks host the Knicks tonight at Fiserv Forum for the in-season tournament. The winner advances to Las Vegas. What will happen there?
Well, whatever happens in Vegas, you know what I'm saying?
But you'll bring the trophy home if you win it.
I don't know. I might stay in Vegas. Well, do we get some cash if we win?
Yeah.
Play some blackjack?
Yeah, sure.
You could
stay. You might have another game.
You know, I'm going to go play some roulette, put it on black.
Ooh, okay.
Double my money. You know what I'm saying?
I got you.
Red 34.
That's the Bucks, Giannis Antetokounmpo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let any.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast today with a high of 36. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 20 tonight. High of 41 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 30.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion into your local Civic Media radio station, the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Who's your Bob? Who's your daddy? What you got for us, Bob?
Look, you could dig Richard Nixon out of the ground right now, have him declare as a Democrat, and I would vote for him before I would vote for Donald Trump.
Dead Tricky Dick over Trump.
And I hate Richard Nixon.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor, but I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The Foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
1 in 4 Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
Like smelt fries and music on the river, we're uniquely Amory. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
I'll get you a pirate hat too, matey.
What about the eye patch?
Sows, cows, plows. Heck, anything connected to farming's on the menu here. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Well, it's going to be a gloomy Tuesday, that's for sure. 38 are expected high with cloudy skies. Tomorrow, cloudy skies, 40 degrees. Then suddenly, Thursday, sunshine and 50 degrees. Friday, partly cloudy, 54. Then it all turns around again. Saturday, no better than 39 degrees. I'm PM Yankee. Glad you're along with us. The lineup today includes John Heimberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. Stick around for that conversation in about 20 minutes or so. So today is the fifth day of December. On this day, back in 1879, the Humane Society of Wisconsin was organized. Now, back at this time, it started in Milwaukee. It was organized by a fellow named Henry Berg, who was a New York City philanthropist that inspired what happened here in Wisconsin. The Humane Society originally was formed to protect both animals and children. But then as the federal government got more involved in protection of children, putting laws on the books in the early 1900s, the Humane Society of Wisconsin began to primarily focus on animal protection. And that is essentially your dog and cat rescue services in your counties today. Humane Society of Wisconsin started on this day back in 1879. On this day in 1766, Christie's had their first sale. Art auction house Christie's founder, James Christie, made his first art sale on this day back in 1766. They're still going strong today. And on this day in 1933, a whole lot of people were happy. It was the end of Prohibition in the United States, that national ban on alcohol instituted in 1920 by the 18th Amendment, ended on this day after the ratification of the 21st Amendment. End of Prohibition. And a lot of happy folks on this day back in 1933. And now you know. Well, some surprises at the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation's annual meeting that wrapped up yesterday in Wisconsin Dells. The first one that I note, Brad Olson is the new president of the state's largest farm organization. He is a crop farmer from Polk County in the community of Frederick. He takes over the reins from Kevin Krenz, who is a dairy farmer from Washera County that had been leading the Farm Bureau as president. Krenz will remain active, being reelected president of the Rural Mutual Insurance Company. Stephanie Hoff had a chance to visit with Krenz as they were talking policy in Wisconsin Dells.
Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation welcomed about 1,000 attendees this year to their 104th annual convention in the Wisconsin Dells. And this is a number they're excited about. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report. Farm Bureau President Kevin Krenz says he's definitely felt the energy in the room with more than 480 young farmers in attendance. He tells us what he's heard from members over convention that is pushing the agenda for 2024. But first, he says this year's attendance is a reflection of Farm Bureau's strength in numbers.
This is really a great event, a great spot to have people from all ages. Everyone from 18 to 35 can come here and really have some fun and really get the business of this organization done, but yet the networking between individuals is what really is the most important.
You've got the young farmers, and then later in the weekend, all the membership gets together as business gets done. What were your thoughts on the energy in the room?
It is great. When you have that many YFA members coming, collegiate members coming to the room excited, willing to talk, willing to be a part of the contest that we have, really growing themselves, growing their leadership. That's part of what this is, being actively involved that way. And then Saturday morning we had the discussion on succession planning and really moving into growing your business, growing your farms, and transferring them to the next generation. No different in Farm Bureau. When we have many county Farm Bureaus that are looking for their next generational leaders.
You know, coming to a convention, especially for farmers, you're getting together with friends that feel like family once a year. And I'm sure you hear from members that you may not have seen face-to-face in a long time. What are some of those messages that you're getting from members from the ground up that can only get done at a business meeting like this?
The message that I'm hearing as an organization, as Farm Bureau, we haven't been this strong in a long time, really leading agriculture forward and members across the board. We have members from all corners of the state here that are absolutely thrilled at what's going on within the organization and how we are leading agriculture in the state.
Leading agriculture into a new year, 2024, right around the corner. Kevin, what are some of the priorities for Farm Bureau, again, that are member-driven, that you're focused on for the next year?
Oh, there's a lot of them. Number one, we can talk all day about advocacy to consumers and a number of items that we're working on with programs there. Between our YFA members, our institute class that really helps lead that. But then now we're building a WISCO team that really helps build that next set of leaders that is really going to help advocate for agriculture in our consumers. And then way beyond that, we have a Farm Bill priority. We have federal milk marketing orders that we're a major part of. Within the state, we're looking at health care plans that we can help our members with along the way as well. So those are some of the major ones that we're looking at in early 24.
Kevin Krentz along with us. He's the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation president. Excited to get to work after hearing from members during the 104th annual convention in the Wisconsin Dells. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Protovate Nutritional Seed Enhancer is an 80-20 talc graphite replacement that provides the critical nutrients corn and soybeans need for early and uniform emergence. Learn more at getgreatergrowth.com.
We're exploring farming in the last frontier, Alaska. Come and join us. Hi, everyone. I'm Pam Yonke. The date's August 22nd through September 1st. We'll visit a variety of Alaska farms, including a private boat excursion to experience a shrimping operation. Of course, you'll get all the majestic scenery and impressive wildlife along the way. Visit holidayvacations.com, keyword Pam, for more information and to watch a travel video or call 888-557-1020 today.
Just a little more follow-up from the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation's annual conference that wrapped up yesterday. At their 104th annual meeting, they voted on a couple different policy items that you might want to be aware of. First of all, delegates supported Wisconsin law requiring an agriculture impact statement to construct solar and wind projects. They also voted in support of requiring new solar projects to utilize brownfields, rooftops, and degraded lands, or low-yield, underutilized, or marginalized farmland, trying to protect the valuable farmland we've got out there. Some other issues that got support: safety training for first responders around renewable energy sources and making biofuels, both diesel and gas, more accessible for use across the state. They supported preserving Wisconsin agriculture land for agriculture production, and they opposed farmland preservation tax credits to be claimed for land in solar energy projects unless it's an accessory use of the farm. So a lot of different conversations about alternative energy, renewable energy, and its impact on usable, productive farmland in the states. Well, markets in overnight electronic trade this morning are holding firm right now. Monday was a soft day for the trade, but right now, March corn is up 2 at 487. We've got January soybeans up a nickel at 1311. July new crop wheat is up 4 at 647. Barrel cheese in Chicago gained a penny and a half to 153 and a half. 40-pound block cheese on Monday was up 2¾ cents to 154 and three quarters. Double A butter also up 2¾ cents yesterday to 268 and a quarter per pound. Again, January milk right now up 9 at 1645 a hundredweight. Catching up with our friend John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. He'll kick in and join us with all things commodities. That's coming up next.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
In touch with the City of Lakes. In touch with you. This is Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Be a part of the resistance. Check out the Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10, on Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Broadcasting from atop the water tower. Well, not really, but it sounds fun. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
I'm talking about a special day made just for you. Maybe you paid off the mortgage, finished a marathon, left the dork who couldn't see you for the amazing person you are. It's different for everyone, but it's a day that needs celebrating. With a custom piece to bring a Mona Lisa smile to your face.
William Thomas Custom Jewelry. Your inspiration, your custom jeweler.
She's sweeter than a glass of chocolate milk and louder than a morning rooster. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
You know what's sweet? The possibility of 50 degrees by the time we get to Thursday, along with sunshine. Yes, that's right. Welcome to Wisconsin as we get through the fifth day of December. Glad you're with us. Also, a sweet treat this morning, John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, joining us live this morning. Always want to remind you that you can find their website, TotalFarmMarketing.com. They're over in West Bend, ready to help you out. Their toll-free number is 800-334-9779. Not a lack of information to focus in on this morning, John. Let's start off with the fact that it is the month of December. There are a lot of big brokerage firms looking to try to wind out positions, might make sure that they're ready to close the books on calendar year 2023. And that can make for an absolute upset stomach when it comes to commodities.
Yes, they can, because when the money wants to flow, the fundamentals kind of go out the window a little bit. And sometimes logic does, too. We'll see moves in markets that are pretty hard to explain just because of where things have went to. You know, look at some of the outside markets. Just touch base on them yesterday. You had gold with basically about a $60, $70 trading range yesterday, going from 15 to 20 higher to 40, 50 lower, kind of reversing over after a big rally. But that was purely triggered probably by the fact that the fund said, hey, it's time to go ahead and start cleaning up this long position, and they're kicking the money out. And that's been a big factor in the ag sector here too. For the last 3 weeks, they've been getting fairly negative, the ag space overall, not just the corn market or the wheat market, which we kind of focus on a little bit more here, but obviously they liquidated heavily in cattle. They've been liquidating in the hog market. Over the last 3 weeks, they've gotten 170,000 contracts out in terms sold in terms of those ag commodities, and now are holding their largest short position in the ag commodity space for over, that's been over 3 years. So it's one of those things that kind of makes you question what's the motive behind it, what's the thought process, is it inflation tied, dollar tied, economy tied, or is it just the fact that we're at a window here, they're going to push things into the end of the year, square up positions to clean up those balance sheets so the statements look good for their customers, and then come back and reattack things in 2024.
Yeah, that one we're going to wait and see. It has been interesting, though, and when I'm confused thoroughly by their movement, then all of a sudden we get something out of the blue, like action from China. Not on corn and beans, or at least not that wasn't the headline, but wheat. That timing seemed strange to me.
You know, and China is also one of the world's largest consumers and holders of wheat. When we always talk about wheat supplies, we look at the global supply picture, and then we look at the global supply picture minus China, you know, in terms of what's available for the world to use. So they've been active in our wheat market. They've been picking up spring wheat as well as HRW or the hard red winter wheat. Yesterday, we had a nice sale of the spring wheat, 400,000 metric tons, you know, and that's been something that's driving that wheat market. And again, could that be one of the triggers to help kind of move some short money out of the wheat market? I think we're seeing that, you know, as they were growing that short position fairly heavy a couple of weeks ago. And that's been a little bit of the rally that's helped kind of fuel the strength here in corn in this window. Again, it's just been that movement into the wheat market and seeing those prices rise. Now, we're getting to some levels we haven't been to here in a few months. Well, we got some good resistance over top. We'll see if we can push through there. If we can break some of those technical barriers, that's the next thing you see. And then we'll see that money flow out of the wheat market a little bit, you know, just on the prospects of good demand. We'll hopefully see that maybe kick in into the corn market. I know the corn market is just chomping at the bit to see if China's going to step in and start buying some corn. There was a little bit in the last week's export sales report, and then a lot of purchases by unknown, which we don't know who those are. In the soybean world, that's usually China, but corn, it can be somebody else. But that's something we're watching. Last week's export inspections for corn were actually very good, above expectations. Usually the 1st of January areas when we start changing over from soybeans to corn in the export program, and maybe that's starting to happen a little bit early, and I think the market could move very nicely, at least gain some more value if we were to see that export program start really kind of kicking in.
Okay, well, that goes hand in glove with what's happening in South America, where they stand right now, John, as far as their spring planting for corn and beans.
You know, right now the planting pace is still well behind schedule for the bean side of the equation, and that's truly the focus of the market right here at this time frame. Weather is improving. That's some of the pressure we've seen in beans here over the last week or so. They're picking up some more rains in some areas, but longer range models are still staying overall on the drier side. The worst thing is, you know, you got such a large country that they're planting beans in one area, harvesting beans in another area, and for them to come through and start tabbing what this crop's going to be is an almost impossible concept until basically it's done. You know, we're seeing ranges from 140 million metric ton crop on the low side to 160 million metric ton on the top side. Now that 140 is probably pretty low. It's more of a low ball estimate to maybe draw some attention. But if that range is realized, that's 700 million bushels in terms of bean production. That's either going to be or not going to be or somewhere in the middle. And the market's really having a hard time trying to figure that out right now.
Yeah. Speaking of trying to figure things out, we've been talking for the past couple of weeks about the cattle market. Let's pivot there for a minute. Again, seeing a lot of profit taking come in on that cattle market. I'm just not sure it's justified.
You know, again, this one's purely a money flow type play at this time frame, as we've just seen the funds run for the hills and, you know, then even set it up a little bit last week. We saw some buying in, some value picking, bottom picking, maybe by the retail investor or the, you know, the spec trader a little bit more. And then the funds basically came back yesterday and said, no, we're not done. And they pushed this thing back to new lows, you know, so kind of caught some people in what we call a bull trap in this case. You know, so we'll have to kind of watch and see how things play out. Now, we're at the point here, at least on some of the charts, we can be at a spot of where we can hold. And I'm very concerned if we don't. Obviously, there's a lot of air underneath these cattle charts, given the strength that we've seen on the technical side. Now, the fundamentals are still supportive overall. You go look at where we are compared to cash markets, the indexes, things of that nature. We got obviously a discrepancy between the futures price and what we're seeing in those types of things. You know, retail value is still well in the 290s at 297. It was going into the day yesterday for a choice carcass. That's still showing good demand. It's going to keep some, you know, a little more meat on the bone for the packer. That'll keep the cash market supported. Plus, we're getting to that point here now where, you know, we start seeing the cattle weight slow down a little bit as we get to the end of the year. And then I'm looking to that January inventory number. And let's see what happens in terms of herd expansion, the calf crop projections for next year. So I still just don't think they're going to be there.
Yeah. John Heinberg's along with us if you're just joining us. He's one of our advisors with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. I remind you again about their website, totalfarmmarketing.com, and their toll-free number, 800-334-9779. John H. at totalfarmmarketing.com, his direct email. Anything else in particular, John, that you want to call people's attention to? Like you said, it's both outside agriculture and in our alleys.
You know, one thing I've really been focused on for our producers and talking to guys and, you know, thinking about 24, and I know everybody wants to see better starting points, but we're in that window now. We're going to be getting to the end of the year, starting the loans, looking at fertilizer costs, things of that nature, and be active is what I'm kind of telling people, even though the price may not be what you want it to be. But make sure if you're buying inputs, cover some of those inputs right away with some sales, at least make sure you're getting that taken care of. And let's hope those are the worst sales for the year, because we still have a market that wants to trend lower, and we could still see a supply picture grow.
Yeah, great advice. I take it to heart every time. Very good, my friend. You have a good week. We'll catch up with you next Tuesday.
Sounds good. Have a great week.
John Heinberg, market advisor, joining us live every Tuesday right here on the show to let you know what's happening in overnight trade going into the trade session. Like I said, totalfarmmarketing.com, their website, 800-334-9779, the way you reach him directly. I'll reach you directly tomorrow morning right here.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station.
It's possible we've been doing grassland burning all wrong. Stick around for Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators, and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. According to Oklahoma State University fire ecology specialist John Weir, it's time to think outside the box when it comes to grassland burning.
A lot of times we get rooted into thinking that we can only burn at one season of the year. And if you've done any amount of burning at all, you'll realize there's very few days to burn if you limit yourself to a certain season.
When I was a kid growing up on the farm, we always just burned in the spring. Weir says that's not always the case now.
Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, and Nebraska, we're seeing that almost 20% of the burns that are being reported on data that I get from people that burn, landowners and stuff, about 20% of their burns have now merged into becoming growing season burns.
And says Weir, you may need to consider how often you burn grasslands.
The key to fire, too, is frequency, is how often you're going to burn. It's not a one-time deal. You know, you can't just think I'm going to burn one time and cure everything, because it's not.
I can imagine people who aren't farmers or ranchers hearing this and wondering why you have to burn grasslands at all, says Weir.
If you rank sunlight, rainfall, as the two most important things needed for plant growth. Fire's number three.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The Bucks beat the Heat in advance to host the NBA's inaugural in-season tournament quarterfinals. So what now? More special NBA court paint colors. Warning, extended exposure may damage the eyes. New jerseys, because merchandising is where the real money is made. And playoff intensity mid-season. So listen, just don't look. When the Bucks host the New York Knicks, Tuesday at 6:30, right here on your BMO Milwaukee Bucks station, WLAK 1260 AM.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Israel expanding the ground war against Hamas in Gaza. ABC's Liz Landers with more on what some are saying about how long the fighting could last.
Israel's defense minister sitting down with ABC News off camera, saying he believes